Welcome to 3-Minute Portuguese, Season 1, Lesson 18, Possession. In this lesson, you'll learn how to talk about possession in Portuguese. Here's the informal way to say, "Do you have a pen?" in Portuguese.
Você tem uma caneta?
First is a word meaning you.
Você. Você.
Next is the word meaning have.
Tem. Tem.
Next is the word meaning a.
Uma, uma.
Last is the word meaning pen.
Caneta, caneta.
Listen again to the informal phrase meaning, do you have a pen?
Você tem uma caneta? Você tem uma caneta?
Okay, now let's take a look at the formal way to say, do you have a pen?
O senhor tem uma caneta?
First is a word meaning you.
O senhor. O senhor.
Next is the word meaning have.
Tem. Tem.
Next is the word meaning a.
Uma. Uma.
Last is the word meaning pen.
Caneta. Caneta.
Listen again to the formal phrase meaning, do you have a pen?
O senhor tem uma caneta? O senhor tem uma caneta?
One way to answer is to say, yes, I have one.
Eu tenho sim.
First is a word meaning I.
Eu, eu.
Next is the word meaning have.
Tenho, tenho.
Last is the word meaning yes.
Sim. Sim.
Listen again to the phrase meaning, yes, I have one.
Eu tenho sim. Eu tenho sim.
Finally, here's an informal way to say, yes, here you are.
Tenho sim.
First is a word meaning have.
Tenho. Tenho.
Last is the word meaning yes.
Sim, sim.
Listen again to the informal phrase meaning, yes, here you are.
Tenho sim, tenho sim.
Now it's time for a quick cultural insight.
If you want to sound really natural when asking if someone has something because you need to borrow it or you're looking for it in a store, you can use the words será que. Here is an example. Será que você tem lápis preto? It literally means, I wonder if you have a black pencil. You just add será que at the beginning of the sentence. It makes the whole sentence sounds like a question, and it's a little bit less direct.
And that's all for this lesson. Don't forget to check out the lesson notes, and we'll see you in the next lesson.
Ciao!